right. So, hey, community fans, welcome to Six Seasons and a Podcast. I am your host, Alex, and which I don't think I ever really introduce myself and say my name, but there I am. I'm here to talk with my friend Christy Lee. Who is my new favorite Scottish community fan. You might recognize her from a previous episode, and we're having an encore because we had a good time. And
we're quarantined.
And we had a lot to talk about with regards to our favorite episodes. And so, hi. Cool. Well, thank you for being on. Anyway.
Well, thank you for listening to anybody that did listen. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a lot of listens. It was a great episode. And thanks for Sherry for being on, a little Annie Adderall. And
she's also.
Yeah, it's been great to let, like, the community groups have, like, really circled around each other, and it's been cool. The podcasts are all,
yeah, it's cool,
and the Discord and the Instagram folk and the Twitter folk. So
I mean, it's so cool to just be able to talk about community. Like, I never thought there's nobody who could be this obsessed with, like, a TV show. Yeah. Turns out there's there's lots of us.
Yes, there are. So this episode is going to be fun because we're just going to talk about, I've been wanting to do this for a while, but to talk about our favorite episodes. And so this is kind of like a top 10 episode. And one of the things that I did was I got really, really nerdy, and I ranked all 110 episodes of the show. And
how cool is that?
Well, cool.
You like cool, nerdy. I don't care. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just struggle because when it gets to season 6, I just get, oof. I'm not really a fan of season 6.
That's okay. I don't have any of season 6 in. No, I do have seasons. I have the finale in my top 10 because it needs to be there because it's good. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's really, not mine.
That's all right.
It's a good episode. You're right. It does. I like the end with Jeff and Annie.
Yeah.
I like some of the character development in it as well. Yeah. Like, I like how Abbott's, you know, got, like, his thing.
Well, so let me describe for you how I did this top 10, because I think once I describe it, I think it'll be helpful, because it's really, you got to take it down in chunks. And the first thing that I did was consider just starting with each season and rank within each season. Because if once you have kind of a paradigm within each season, you know that, like, your top one of season one is probably going to be towards the higher end of your total rankings. The only place that you know what I mean? So, like, you can start looking at it and going, all right, you know, in the first season, there's 25 episodes. So, like, the worst episode, which I don't know what I have offhand, but
I should have had them, like, near me so I remember them.
Yeah, I mean, I have it if I did a sort real quick.
I just noticed all my lists, none of them have any season 4 episodes or no season 5 or no season 6. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I was like.
So I think communication studies, I forget the episode, whatever communication studies is, and then interpretive dance are the least of season 1. Of, you know, and it's like, you've got to put something
I
at
think
the bottom.
I think the pilot's the worst.
Yeah, that's in my top 10.
It's such a drag to watch through, and I don't know how I did. Because, like, Brett completely changes within, like, she's a different character in the first episode.
At least
to me, she seems quite different.
She is.
And it's like, I don't know. It was hard to watch through the first one. But my favorite of season one is, like, probably the 7th episode, because that was when I really got into it.
Yeah,
that episode was, like, the special episode for me, you know?
Is that the debate episode? No, it's 109.
No, it's the 7th one, the Day of the Dead.
Oh yeah, yeah, statistics. Yeah.
The bit with Troy and Abed at the, like, the last scene. Oh, I remember being like, it was like 4 a.m. and that's when I used to live with people, so I was like trying not to like hysterically laugh.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you have, how do you put, I mean, you've got to rank when you're doing this, you've got to put things at the end. And it doesn't mean that Communication Studies is a bad episode. It just means that when I'm ranking the first season, I've got to put them in order. And so you do that for each season. And then once you have like your top ones and twos and threes and fours, you can sort it from, you know, I have like multiple lists or multiple columns on my spreadsheet, and I'll share, gosh, I sound like such a nerd. I'll share this.
It's actually quite cute. It's like, yeah. I wish I was this organized.
Yeah, well, it's my day job. And so
you should see my computer. It's like, it's when it's got community, it's got, that's when people are like, where did you find that picture? And I'm like, oh damn. Yeah. Like, got so many pictures saved. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you're the Instagram queen, so you've got to have all those.
I've got all of them.
Excel nerd. I know Excel. I like the dean. I know Excel. And so then I ranked and added a column for story rating, and then kind of gave like 10 through ones. And then, you know,
that's even cooler. That's like something Abed would do. Well, remember you said the other day, you were like Abed. That's Abed.
Yeah, I have a bit of that brain as well as a bit of Troy and a bit of Jeff.
Which is brilliant. Yeah. Football and feminism are new. That was the episode I was like, wasn't sure if I was going to put it in my list or not.
Oh.
That was before episode 7. I remember like sort of getting into it at that point.
Yeah, that's a really smart one. And I interviewed Hillary Winston.
But it's not one of my favorite episodes. It's just when I was like, oh, this show's quite cool.
Yeah, no, it's a really smart episode though. So, it really is the beginning of that. You've got, I think the episode where Riddick has the cheat sheet. You've got statistics. You've got the feminism in you, and you've got the debate all within like 5 episodes of each other, and that's the beginning of like, oh, okay, this is the nucleus of this show. It's really funny. It's smart. It's and then.
What's your favorite episode in season one?
Season 1. I mean, I think it's the pilot. Let me see.
Seriously.
Season 1. No, it's Modern Warfare.
That's your.
It's Modern Warfare, but I also have the pilot in my top 10 because they both epitomize like what community is. Like the pilot is like them sitting around the table and listening to Jeff give like this, you know, somewhat emotional, very smart, you know, the speech that kind
of, I guess you're right,
brings
yeah.
everyone in, and that's the same thing that I was talking to. I was just on Jen's podcast, the Community Rewatch podcast, and we talked about Modern Warfare, and I said, you know, what's interesting about that episode is that it actually starts with a table episode. The cold open is them sitting around the table doing their table thing. And then Jeff goes to sleep, and then it becomes a genre episode. So it actually has a little bit of both. So I really liked those episodes.
Yeah.
So I like the sitting around the table thing. I think when the show's at its best, it's either sitting around the table having like these amazing banter moments, or it's doing a genre thing. And so, yeah, Modern Warfare gets it because it has both of those. So. It's number 3.
It's cool hearing somebody's like totally different opinion to me. I'm like, oh, that's like really cool way of looking at it. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me run down my I guess that, let me see. That's all I have for my top 10 or top 110, the ranking. I will put this out somewhere so people can see it and judge it, and but maybe use it for their own purposes. And but I hope, I don't know. It was pretty fun. I'll say that. And then, so why don't we talk about top 10? You want me to run through them?
Should we do them like, I don't know, like
okay, you
one by one?
Yeah, okay.
Like you should do like your first, like your, like I know what my favorite episode is.
All right.
So I've like got number one.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to count down or count up?
Count down, actually. Count down's more exciting, isn't it?
All right. So my number 10 episode is Advanced Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, good point. Good one.
Yeah.
I love that episode. I just think Troy is hilarious in it.
You've got, Troy's not in Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. I'm talking about the second
Talking about the second one?
Yeah, I'm talking about season 5. Yeah, I'm talking about the second one where...
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fair enough then. Oh, I was completely... I was like the first one because that was my...
Yeah, no. You're getting ahead of me. So the Advanced Dungeons and Dragons, it really has two guest stars. It has David Cross, who... is from Arrested Development, hilarious comedian, just amazing. And then you've got Jonathan Banks throughout this whole season as Hickey. And I think just the two of them, what they bring to the table, especially the moment where Hickey really gets into it, which is like, hey, wait a second, these things can talk? Let me try something. And they have that whole back and forth scene where he's interrogating the two orcs and... Abed's just doing his thing. Annie's faces, she doesn't even say anything, but her faces are just so great.
I know that bit where the gun was just like
yeah. So she so that whole episode to me, it's amazing that they were able to recapture the magic of the first one. Because doing sequels is a really tough thing. Abed makes the joke about it at the very beginning, and they do it. And you know, we even get Hector the Well-Endowed back. So
What a great character.
Yeah. So that's my number 10. What's your number 10?
Okay, my number 10 is Intro to Political Science. That's where like Annie and Jeff go against each other.
Oh, is that the Model UN episode?
I can't see. This is why I'm getting confused. There's one where Annie goes against Annie Kim, and then there's the other one where Jeff and Annie go against each other for like school.
For the like president, or for his like.
Yes, that's it. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You like that like, one.
The Dean's outfit, and I was like, iconic. I love that little banter between Abed and that FBI agent.
Yes. So okay. I know. Yeah, that's a good
that
one.
That episode, everything. Yeah, there's so many good things. There's so many crazy things going on in that episode. It's so much fun. Like the Abed, Abed and the FBI agent and Troy being jealous.
I love
the chemistry between Jeff and Ali in that episode. Like I just love that bit where he like gives her like a what's it called, a you know, a gun when he's on stage and he's like, oh, I'm so angry. it's really funny. I just like the dynamic in that episode. I think it's really fun. But that's my top 10.
That's the number 10. Yeah, that's a good one. And that has Joe Biden at the end. A character playing Joe Biden talking about, I had a dream I'm the real president, which is funny because...
I never got that joke because, I'm not American. Yeah. I didn't really get that joke.
I don't know. We might all get that joke or whether you're... I'm being... I don't know. It's not hidden. I'm not being veiled at all. Hopefully we get saved by that. Anyway, I'm sorry if you stopped listening because of that.
Moving on, number nine.
Number nine for me is the pilot. I said it before. I think it's you can't have this show if you don't have the pilot. It just makes,
fair enough,
you know, you've got, the sharks don't even observe Shark Week. You've got Abed's a shaman. He would give you a bowl of soup.
Do you know what fascinates me about that episode? It's like how Jeff and Abed seem to have already knew each other before the study group. That never goes explained. I was like, how do they know each other? I just started as they don't know.
Yeah, I think they don't they sit next to each other in the class though. I mean, if I recall correctly, they sit next to each other in the class because that's when Abed in the second episode Abed gets Jeff's shirt. So I think it's because they sat next to each other. So Jeff must have introduced himself and.
It was just the way they were talking to each other, like they knew each other a bit longer. I don't know, but yeah. You're probably right about the whole sitting next to each other thing. Anyway, do go on.
No, yeah, I think that's...
I'm so bad for that.
No, you're great. I have, yeah, that's pretty much the, I don't need to explain any more about the pilot. I think I understand why people like would say, hey, you know, this isn't my favorite, or it took me a little bit more to get into the show than just the pilot. But I think when you look back...
So when you, like, watched the pilot, did you immediately like the show?
Yeah, I was hooked from the beginning. But that's... Oh, cool. I went to a community college. I could just appreciate the ragtag nature of the group. The whole premise was like, oh, yeah, this is great. I knew Jeff, well, I knew Joel McHale from The Soup, and I knew who
Donald... That's a thing that he talks.
Yeah.
I think like Netflix. Yeah.
And so he was on the E channel with that, and I also knew who Donald Glover was because I've seen some Derek comedy videos before. So, so I was like, oh, I kind of feel like I know this group already. And obviously Chevy Chase. So, for me, it was not a hard sell. So I get if it wasn't as easy for others, but what's your top nine?
This might be like people might be like, well, it's because some people don't like claymation, but I love it. It's Abed's Uncontrollable Christmas.
Yeah, it's a great episode.
I think it's one of the most wholesome episodes that community have done. Mm. You know, and I think it's really like, I like all the little songs, and it's cool to watch during Christmas time because I'm not really a Christmassy person, but that episode just gets me, and I just love the way they all like care about Abed and they all come together in the end.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think it addresses some seriousness. About, you know, about coping and loss.
About moving on. Definitely.
So, it's funny. It does, you know, they do it in a way that's, you know, you know, with the claymation, and kind of
some people
throwback.
I understand because I didn't know it was a phobia for some people, the whole claymation. So I think I've watched a lot of videos about how they made it and stuff. I know it's just that much effort into one episode is just, it's so cool. I love it.
Yep.
But yeah.
All right. Number eight is Emotional Consequences of Broadcasting. So
the last one.
So I went from the first one to the last one. Again, you know, I think I loved how they all kind of pictured their endings. And I love, that, I don't know. They did a great job of ending this show it was so many shows end poorly and they just really captured it. And, you know,
I liked how it ended with them all like in a group hug.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they have the tag at the end.
A legit game.
Yeah. The game.
Oh, the tag.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then, the board game at the end with, the little tag at the end, which is just you you idiot kid, like, you know, we don't exist. Just that's hilarious. Just it's just like him end with this meta joke.
It's so meta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? Number eight.
Number eight is Debate 09. That's another episode of season one where it was just like, okay, Jeff and Annie, I know I'm a broken record. But I liked Pierce and Britta's scenes as well. I thought they were hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the whole Abed can tell the future thing, and that's wrinkling my brain.
Yeah.
The whole episode's just, it's genius.
Yeah.
And the whole, Dean in that episode is so fucking hilarious. You know, that bit where he's like, Where it's like, listen, jerk walk. It's like, sorry, that got heated. I think that's it's just so funny, that episode. Yeah,
that's a really good one. I think it's an episode that you start to get to know these characters, and so I mentioned it earlier that it's kind of lumped in a series of three or four episodes that you really go, okay, this show is going to be great. It's a good episode. So, all right, number seven. I'm going to get into some of the real meta genre episodes, but Pillows and Blankets, the Pillows and Blankets episode, the Ken Burns documentary episode. It's just, what TV show is going to make a ripoff of a Ken Burns documentary? So yeah, it's just genius. Love it. And to know that Keith David would be on the show later as
Elroy. Wait, is that the one where Pierce is like a giant pillow
thing? Yes, definitely.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Ultimate weapon.
Yep.
Well, that's so, what people like right now, the coronavirus, going outside.
Yeah, exactly. Number seven for you.
Number seven for me is the Halloween episode where they took a turn into zombies. What's that? I don't know the name for that episode, but we know which one I'm talking about.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, just like Zombie Jeff still kills a zombie. You know, like everything about that episode is crazy. Like, that's where you're like, this show is, like, it will do anything, you know? And it's like, it's so genius.
I think it's
so hilarious.
Epidemiology is the episode.
That's it, yeah. I love Chaga episode. He is so funny, that episode.
Yeah. Well, it's just the whole ABBA soundtrack, and it just matches.
ABBA soundtrack.
So
I listen to ABBA at Halloween now because of this. Like, at Halloween, I'm like, I have to listen to ABBA. It just feels right. Oh yeah, it's just the Dean thing. That's, it's quite apt for this time we're living in now. A little bit quarantine. I love Dean and Dives. So. Everything about Dives.
Everything. It's a great episode. It's number 14 on my list.
Cool.
I mean, when you really sort through it, like, top 20 is what I count.
I it was hard to do.
Yeah, I think 10 is difficult. So you need like 20 to,
because you need to push one out. You're like, I don't know. There, I forgot about one episode before I finished. So
you can add it. We'll have 11. That's fine. So number six, I have as Cooperative Polygraphy. Cooperative Polygraphy is the episode where they do Walter Goggins comes in and does the bequeathing, but he does the interviewing first, and the lie detectors. Yeah. And
season 5,
Season 5 just has a lot of really good ones. I think season 5 and 6 have some really smart episodes. They may not be the best seasons, but they have some of the best episodes. And this is one of them. I think I laugh nonstop throughout it.
That's a cool episode. Yeah, I'm gonna have to rewatch that because I do sway towards the other seasons. My number five. Should I say my number five?
Number six. We're still on number six.
Oh, number six.
Yeah.
Oh, number six. Yeah. Mine's Chaos Theory. I think it's called something else, but like, you know, Chaos Theory.
Yeah, that's my number two.
Yeah, that's my number
Spoiler
six.
Spoiler alert.
Most people have that like way, way up high, but for me, it's like, it's just number six because it's better episodes for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that episode's just absolute genius. I feel like I say this a lot about Community. I'm like, it's genius. Yeah. But yeah, it's really genius. And I love the like different timelines.
Yeah, good job, Chris McKenna, for writing that.
So. Oh, yeah, good job.
Yep.
I mean, it's genius. Yeah, it's so smart. Yep. And yeah, I just love everybody in the episode. I mean, it's hilarious, the troll doll. That was what made me watch the show, that episode, because I saw that particular scene online. I think we all know which one. The one was like, Troy's like,
Yeah.
I, we're all curtly feeling, probably. But I was like, what is that? Because I was like, I was seeing it everywhere, because it was quite a popular gif. So I was like, okay, this show looks weird. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Thank God I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my one.
I have number five, Basic Lupine Urology. So this is the Law and Order episode. I just, you know, in the top five easily.
Yeah, I made edits of that the other day. I love that episode.
It's
yeah.
just done so well. It captures that show so well, and the police procedural. I don't know. And then it has Professor Kane does such a great job with it. Michael K. Williams, I think his name is.
Objection, I hate you both.
I hate you both. Objection, that's not a real objection. Objection, I hate you both. It's just one of those. It has.
I love that actor too. He's a great actor. I've seen him in other things. He's incredible.
And so he does that role really well. And I think.
Do you know what I like about that episode? I like how all the side characters are in it. You know what I mean? Like the characters you don't get to see as very often. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I think Neil and Vicky play heavily in that, and Todd play heavily, not so much. I don't think Garrett is really in it.
I think I feel like I'm forgetting a character. What's that? Oh, no, you're Todd. Yeah, Todd. That's his name.
Yeah, Todd. Like, and
why wasn't... the blueberry muffin.
Yeah, and I think Magnitude might be in that episode as well. So
yeah, because he just says something and they go and he goes pow pow.
Yeah
I remember that. So good. Like, damn, we're gonna have to somebody stole his bag back.
Yeah, so number five for you.
That's a great pick. Number five is I didn't write the episode's name, but I just said Jesus Abbott, you know, where he's like,
oh,
a bit. I love that episode, but people seem to have strong feels about it. Like, I made a couple edits of it like a few months back, and somebody was like, I hate this episode. I was like, what?
Yeah, it is. Which one is it?
I love Shirley in it. I love when Shirley, I just love Shirley and Abbott. I love that bit where they're like, having that argument, and she's like, you can't do this. And, they're all like waiting for him to say something. He goes, I forgive her.
Yeah. Messianic. It's called Messianic Myths and Ancient Peoples. And
that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll have to tell you, it's 108 on my list. So it's way down there.
The time I got my brother to watch it, I was like suggesting things about it, because I was like, "Hey, we need to watch this show together, like you need to see it." And I said, well, it's got Jack Black at one point. He's like, okay, cool. And I'm like, and they have an episode where everybody believes this one guy is Jesus. And he's like, okay, I'm watching it. it's a mental episode, but I love it.
Yeah, I think...
I love how it is.
Yeah, and that's what's like fun about this. You are not wrong, and I am not right, but I am not wrong, and you are not right. So,
absolutely.
I think, it's like, I think this show is very much like a personal thing for each person, and, that's what the definition of personal means.
So cool,
it's just, it really is like, it can hit you. It's kind of like the characters, you know. The first watch through, I was really into Jeff. The second watch through, I gravitated towards Annie. Each time I've watched through, I've really gravitated to different characters. Right now, I really like Britta. I like Britta's, you know, who she is, even though there's criticism that she gets dumb. I think that she...
I think that's unfair sometimes, but it's sometimes due to the writing, I think.
Yeah,
but,
new writers, you know, different vision. Yeah. So, I mean, I think she's still really funny.
In the Discord the other day, we were just talking about negative things. We're like, oh, all these things these characters have done.
Yeah.
It makes them real, so, you know. What's number now?
Number four for me is Cooperative Calligraphy. This is really hard not to put number one.
Is that the pen episode?
It's the pen episode. It's I don't really need to tell you why, but it is.
I mean,
every single line is so well crafted. and just well placed, and you just have it just builds and builds, and until you have the reveal that Annie's boobs is the one that's been stealing the pens.
I love how you get to see that at the start of the episode where he's talking about the puppies. I was like, I remember being reminded that I kind of going, that's so genius. Yeah, that episode is, there's so many great things. I'm looking at my list, and partly it's not in my list, but I'm certain I put it there, but it doesn't look like it's there for some reason.
Number four.
But I would absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally agree. My number four is Model Yuen, the one where, you're gay. You're so pleased you're gay. You know that. I love that episode. It was genius. Again, genius. But like, I love Annie Kim as well. I love the the competition between them.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure what I heard that Annie Edison was actually supposed to be Asian. And
really?
Yeah. Oh, so like, right. Annie Kim is kind of a nod to Annie Edison's character.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I thought I heard that
somewhere.
The
more you know.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if it's true, though. Like, you know.
I don't know.
That could be true. Yeah. I don't know. I think, the moment they saw Alison Brie, they were like.
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty special, so, you know.
Yeah. I can't imagine any. The thing is, I can't imagine any of them being played by anybody else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, we're number
four. Three. Oh, you just said Model Yuen. So number three is, we're getting to the end. We are number three is Modern Warfare for me. I said at the top, I don't know if we were recording at this point, but for me, you have two things that really make this a special episode. One, you have this cold open, which is really funny. They're bantering. And then it turns into a genre episode, and you have all these wonderful action tropes. You go through the Warriors, the movie. You go through Die Hard movie. There's John Woo with the double guns. So if you're an action person, this movie kind of scratches all of those itches, and it's really fun. So you don't have all the other paintball episodes if you don't have and really, while American Poultry is the real first true genre episode of season one, you don't really like have the popularity of Community and all the genre episodes that they do without Modern Warfare being kind of the go-to episode. So
first paintball episode too. So yeah, it really did set the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a cool pick.
Thanks. Number three for you.
My number three is Day of the Dead. Again, we were talking about season one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Day of the Dead is the first one I fell in love with. Have I said this one already?
I don't think so. We talked about it.
I don't think I have. I don't think I've said it. But,
Intro to Statistics. Yeah. Yeah, this is your favorite. Yeah. That's a great one.
It was the first episode where I was like, yes. This is my show.
It's really interesting to see how you gravitate towards a lot of the earlier episodes, and I have a bigger mix. I like a lot of the later episodes as well.
I think Addie's really funny in that episode, that bit where she's trying to get Jeff to like come to the party. It's hilarious. Yeah. Like, lay back. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just really like her character, so I think I like them all, but like at that time when I first watched it, that was it. That was it for me. I was like, yeah, this is a good show.
Number two is, for me, we talked about it, I briefly said, but Remedial Chaos Theory is number two. It is the Timelines episode. It sets up the whole Darkest Timeline jokes that we all have. And
Joel and Ken at the moment are going to do a podcast where
I know they're going to be the second most popular Community podcasts on the internet.
I know, right?
Yeah,
they can't beat you.
Yeah, no, they don't even have to put a podcast out to automatically beat me, but that's how that works. So, I hope that they come on to promote their podcasts. Offers out there.
And my number two is Professor Professor's in episode, you know, the conspiracy theory episode.
Yeah. Yep.
I was really stuck between putting this number one or number two, because, but I know what my number one is now. But I was like, that episode, I know so much about the episode because I've watched it so many times.
Yeah.
It's just
conspiracy
so
theories
so
and
great.
Interior design. That is 16 on my list. Again, if you're saying so many that hit my top 20 because there's just no room for so many great episodes.
I think it's because I really like Jeff and Annie together, and the whole episode's just, you know, with them in it.
I sense that you really like Jeff and Annie.
I know. I am like somebody who can multi-ship and be like, I can get bored with anything. Yeah. So I'm okay with that. I'm an open person, but yeah, they do hit softer than the others.
Yeah.
But I think that episode's just so funny. Like the professor's in. I love the actor too. I've never seen him in Mentalist once. I like the actor. So yeah, that whole episode is so great.
Well, and the end of it with the fake guns is so brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. The way like the Dean feels is how I feel.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah.
All right. So
we're number one now.
We made it. Let's say number one, and I'll, why don't you go first? Ladies first on the
should
list.
I?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. I don't know.
Mine is Annie's Moves, Studies of Modern Movement.
Yeah. That's a really nice one.
I love that episode. Like, it's a wholesome episode because they all, like, come together in the end, Franny, and it's like, and the Jeff and the Craig scenes are hilarious. Like,
yeah.
You can, like, so funny. Like, the whole, like, and Pierce in the episode where he's, like, lying on the floor, and, you know, singing about marijuana. No, that's in the car. Shirley and Brett get cool scenes together. The whole thing is just, oh, I love it so much.
Yeah, it's a really great episode. And I think I love the Jesus Loves Marijuana. yeah. I love the whole
and
song.
And drinking human blood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a really, you have Shirley and Britta going back and forth, but reconciling. And,
it's all summoned, which I love.
Yep.
I loved Horse Park, Horse Bot 3000.
Yep. It's a great, great episode. Yep.
What's your number one?
All right. So, true nerddom. If you probably can guess what I've not said, but Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. I think it's really the point in the show that was like, it really took the biggest swing for just creativeness. There've been some good episodes before. Chaos Theory is,
I think it's really
fun.
Good for, I think it's really good for like nerd culture as well. Yep. Like, you know.
Yeah. It's one thing to talk about it, like on Big Bang Theory to talk about the nerd stuff, but for the really,
Big Bang Theory doesn't do it right.
No. Yeah. Yeah, but to really lean into it and really like go like, and then not just for them to have played, but like when Andrew Guest came on the podcast, he talked about like, because he wrote this episode, he said, you know,
oh, wow, you got the writer.
I did. A couple of writers. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so Andrew said that, you know, what if he basically posited like, what if there was an episode that literally like someone's life was on the line and they kind of worked it on down to, you know, Dungeons and Dragons and Neil being, you know, having some mental health stuff going on and you know, it's, I think he's a great actor who you know, played this role and did a great job right alongside the rest of the crew and was meaningful
brilliant.
And
I remember wanting them to be part of that actual like study group after that. I remember thinking, oh, because he was part of it.
Yeah. I think
I love Neil.
Yeah, and Neil's a great Charlie Kuntz, great actor.
Huzzah.
And so, yeah, so
I remember just Troy saying that like out of nowhere because he doesn't know what else to say.
Am I saying that right? I think and then you have the the scene of all scenes where Annie's describing. I mean, it's just
I love Shirley's face. Like, yeah. She's just like, oh my god.
Yeah, and Troy, like, huh? And Troy writing things down, and
yeah. Yeah. I will hold her for the amount of time that I need to. And he's like, how long is that?
Yeah, I just, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's just a really, it's like, it nails both ends of the spectrum for a TV show in 22 minutes to have you be that angry at someone, at Pierce, to be like that caring for someone like Neil, but to be laughing as hard as you were. And Annie gets to be like the center of that laugh. She's not normally the person who's like really like, so she gets one of the biggest laughs because of her acting. So,
yeah, that was improvised. I think it wasn't. I think they just told her to do something.
Yeah,
she really did.
Yeah,
I love.
And Britta's funny.
It really shows how good cast they are.
Yeah, and Britta's funny in it. You know, guys, we got to do something about these like, gnomes or something like that. Oh, and I forget what they are. But, yeah, so that's the top episode in my opinion.
I love that. I love that bit where like Jeff's like. It's like, what am I not good at? She's like, six.
He's like, what? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What? Yep. Yeah, I love that.
Yep.
That's a good episode.
Yep. So that's my...
because that's why I was confused. When you said number 10, the other one, I was like, okay.
Yeah, what no. I, well, so, yeah. Right, yeah, if we look back, I put both the Dungeons & Dragons episodes in my top 10 because I think they... number one is way better than the first one is, you know, it's light years ahead of almost every other episode in my opinion. But I really liked the guest stars of that, the second one.
It's so hard to, I've got to be honest, it is hard to pick the episodes because now I'm like, now after, like I've got Jack Black episodes because I forgot to put it in my list. Yeah. That was another one. There's so many.
Yeah. So here's like the next 10 that I have that like, how do these, some of these not go get higher? But I really like the wedding videography episode. I like the wedding. I think it's hilarious. G.I. Jeff, the G.I. Joe episode cartoon.
Oh, I hate that episode.
Yeah, it nails.
Wow, it's really crazy.
I grew up with that. I grew up with the cartoon and the toys.
Yeah, we were watching it. Like we were like, what is this? I don't know what G.I. Joe is. I think it's just a reference thing. I think.
Yeah. And so I think it, there are a lot of people who don't like it. But I think if you're of a certain age, it's just a great, great episode. When you get the whole bit, contemporary American poultry, epidemiology, you said, we didn't talk about A Fistful of Paintballs. The first one with the
brilliant episode. Yeah,
it's great with so the good. Cards and the stakes.
I prefer it when they go into like Star Wars, you know.
No, this is the part. This is the first one. But I have.
Right. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, with the cowboys, the genre of cowboys and conspiracy theories. You said it's great. We didn't talk about the Ass Crack Bandit episode, which is.
Another, I love that episode. Yeah, it's another good one.
A few
good Jeff and Annie moments.
Yeah, a few paintballs more. That's the Star Wars episode. Meow meow beans is a really good one. The meow meow beans app development and condiments, good one.
Mustard Revolution,
and regional holiday music is. How do you, I mean? It's such a good one.
That's my second favorite Christmas episode. I love it so much. It's so good.
So that's genius. That's top 20, you know, and I think you still could look at so many. I didn't put interest to statistics. I think the Spanish 101 is really good. There's the trampoline episode. There's the Annie's move, like you said. So
yeah, it's my favorite.
Yeah, it's... It's tough when you have that many episodes that are really good. I mean, I think
we're so lucky. We're so lucky as fans. And now we're still like greedy and want more. We're like, movie.
Yeah.
It's like, can't we just like, yeah, but we have to. It's like season three, though. You have to commit.
Well, I think we might before it ends. I think before too long, we're gonna find out. I think.
Yeah, I feel like they're teasing us in some ways with this like podcast. Like, oh, I miss them.
Yep. Do you have any other things to chat about?
We could do that another time. I think we've talked about some cool shit. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we all appreciate it because, like, I think it's so cool what you're doing for fans.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the other podcasts are really great. They do different things than what I do. It's for me, I really tried. You know, it's funny. I started in September and I did like two episodes. And then all of a sudden in November, I noticed like two podcasts. Like, I was like, oh, because literally there was no one else. There was someone who made a podcast like 2 years ago, but, I was the only one doing a podcast. And then all of a sudden I saw two people pop up and I was like, oh man, I gotta like figure out what I'm going to do. And so I was like, okay, well, the first thing I need to do is get like guests because I'm not that interesting by myself. But it's a lot more fun when there's two voices going back and forth and you. And so, basically then I was like, all right, well, then I started getting a couple people and then my big break was having Andrew come on. He was like, sure, I'll come on. So we talked for 45 minutes and it was great. And then, I was able to get a couple other writers to come on. And now I'm kind of in a weird waiting pattern. There's a bunch of people who have said yes, but they were doing pilot season and now pilot season is over, but we've got the virus. So I got to reach out to people and say, hey, is now a good time? It is. I don't want to like pressure people and I'm really busy anyway. And I don't know. I kind of like putting out episodes when people are like not have anything to do and sitting at home. And
but thank you for having me.
Yeah, sure.
It's lovely to be part of it. It's really cool to talk about community because, you know, you can never talk too much about community.
Well, no, I think, people in the community know who you are now. And so it's easy to have like guests who like everyone kind of relates with. So I appreciate it. And don't be a stranger. Thanks for being on Six Seasons and a Podcast.
Okay, thank you. See ya.